In April, the New York Stock Exchange proposed to join with Archipelago Holdings. On December 6, members of the exchange approved the merger by a vote of 95%. The New York Stock Exchange is 2 centuries old. It is the biggest in the world in terms of the value of the stocks traded. The big board lists almost 2,800 companies. They have a combined worth of almost $20 million. Archipelago is less than 10 years old. It is a trading technology company based in Chicago. It developed one of the first electronic trading systems. It now trades over 8,000 stocks. Many are also listed on other exchanges. The combined company will be called the NYSE Group. Current members of the NYSE will own 70% of the new company. Archipelago shareholders will own 30% of it. The New York Stock Exchange still uses an open outcry system. Traders shout offers to buy or sell stocks on the trading floor. But trading electronically has become more and more important. John Thayne is the chief executive officer. He talks of a hybrid market that combines human and electronic trading systems. Mr. Thayne says developing both gives investors the best price on trades. Increasing electronic trading is only part of the merger deal. Since 1971, the New York Stock Exchange has been organized as a non-profit corporation. The current owners are the almost 1,400 members known as seat holders. The new owners will be shareholders. The exchange will become a public company like other major stock exchanges. And, like other public companies, it will have to report financial information to the Securities and Exchange Commission. The New York Stock Exchange is a self-regulatory organization. It enforces its own rules for some of its members. The National Association of Securities Dealers supervises investment traders and trading companies. Some companies are supervised by both the exchange and the association. Some lawmakers and the Securities Industry Association are suggesting changes. They want to make policing the market simpler.